Would you love to see my
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Pew pew doo doo. That was my impression of the beginning of the show.
I liked it.
Did it? You tell us. Did it sound exactly like the actual intro did? Did it just kind of seem like it was seamless?
But then after it goes boom, 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 boom.
How does it?
It does.
No. I know it does. I was just trying to think of the first thing we say. It's funny because we've listened to it now 25 times.
Hey, surprise, it's our 25th transmission.
Hey.
Oh, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Okay, here we go.
I'm Mbot.
And I'm Sbots.
And this is
All awesome in your ears
on CITR
11.9 FM.
I felt like that was pro.
That was pretty pro.
Yes, 25, you can tell. It's a quarter.
It is.
Of
100. In case you didn't know.
It's like we're having a quarter-life crisis. A little bit.
But it also means it's more or less a... Well, you know what? I'm not going to give it away. Should we get into the title?
Let's just get into
the title.
This.
All right.
Yes. So transmission number 25. You're saying the first part.
Okay. The first and the third part. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a three-parter.
Transmission number 25. Springtime in Circuitron.
A brand new year for the bots.
A brand new floppy disk of fun. that was like not fully into it, but I kind of think it's funny.
that was the most lackluster laugh I've ever heard. yes, it's springtime.
And it's also the start of a new year for us. The last show was our 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we're brand new.
We're brand new. It's like we've been
brand new bots.
Remodeled.
Maybe rebooted also.
Perhaps a little bit of both.
Should we just get into it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. We just have new stuff for you guys today.
Yeah, this is all new stuff for us to play.
And Sbot has the first set, so go.
Okay. This I felt like this song would be a good one to kick it off with, considering it's now spring and it's sunny out.
Oh, this is a good band for sunny times.
Exactly. The band is Phoenix. They have a brand new album coming out called Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. I believe it's out next week, but I'm not totally sure about that. And this is the first track off the album called Listomania. It's great. The whole album's pretty solid.
This song is especially Phoenix-y.
Yeah, there's three songs that are like especially Phoenix-y, and without a doubt, they're the best.
Oh, yes. Sometimes...
Sometimes you just need to hear what you're...
You want to hear.
Yeah, like the familiarity is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that is, this is also a new album that'll be coming out also, I think, next week. It's the Dirty Projectors. The album is Be the Orca. It's their first on Domino. And this track is Useful Chamber, is what it's called. And it actually has the title of the album in the chorus of the song.
Oh.
And it's, I think it's my favorite track on the album, but the album's solid throughout.
Hmm. I also think we should maybe rub it in people's faces that we're gonna go see Dirty Projectors tomorrow.
In the sun.
In the sun. With TV on the radio.
Stanley Park. And I'm really excited also because it's an early show.
Really? What time is it?
5:30.
What?
5:30 to 10. And then it's over.
You could wear shorts.
We probably will. And I feel like on the heels of Animal Collective, I'm glad it's an early show.
Yes. Animal Collective, which is playing right now.
Okay. This is Phoenix with Listomania. Enjoy.
Showtime. in a snow globe, dry it up, clean and cold. That's my love. She is anticipating.
All right. You just heard the...
I was just going to see how long you did that for.
I figured you hit it record. I just wasn't sure. I thought you'd cue me in or something.
Nope.
That was Dirty Projectors with Useful Chamber. And before that was Phoenix with Listomania.
That track goes everywhere.
That Dirty Projectors one?
Yeah.
I know.
It's just all over the place.
Kind of like the vocalist. You just... He gets away from you and then he like harnesses back in at the last minute. Great. He's great.
I'm pretty stoked to see them tomorrow.
All right. Next set is mine as well. Just simply because these, I feel like they go best together. The next band up is Woods. You know what?
I love how you'd explain because you thought they go the best together.
I know. As if that wasn't just self-explanatory by us playing it next.
Sorry, I just felt like I needed to point that out. Continue.
It seems trivial now, but it takes us a long time to figure that out. It takes us like an hour. I want them to know we deliberated over this.
Okay.
Next up is Woods. What I was going to say is I feel like I know very little about this band. I think they came out of kind of a nowhere. I know they got some press on Pitchfork, and I think that kind of made them popular all at once, as it tends to do. It's like kind of like lo-fi,
super lo-fi
psychedelic folk, I guess. that's what I'm gonna call it.
You did that laugh again.
I've adopted it from somebody, I guess. But the track's called Rain On. I think it's the first single off the album, and it's a good one. And after that is a band that I've been listening to a ton now, probably for the last month. They're called Symbols Eat Guitars. I think this album came out a while ago, actually. It's called Why There Are Mountains. But they sound a lot like early Modest Mouse, which sounds like early Built to Spill, and a little bit like Pavement, all bands that I love. And this one starts out pretty slow and mellow and then kind of kicks it into high gear midway. And it's probably my favorite track on the album. It's called Cold Spring. So here we go. Here's Rain On by Woods, and after that, Cold Spring by Symbols Eat Guitars.
Thank you. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It was your set.
Well, I was going to say, listen to all that lovely guitar fuzz at the end of that song.
So much guitar fuzz. I don't think we have nearly as much guitar fuzz on this show as we should.
I'm going to try to do something about that. I'm going through a heavy guitar phase right now.
It's okay because it balances out my heavy electro phase.
It's true. It's totally true.
We were thinking of perhaps in the next month or so doing a show where we trade likes in music and try and like make the show around what the other person would like.
You know what's interesting though? I bet if you listen to all of these shows from the beginning up till now, you could kind of see our tastes develop through
the
show. And now what we play is like, well, this is what we're liking right now, but they're very dissimilar.
It's very true.
But still makes for a good show.
It does. But that is so true.
Yeah. Because I think when we started the show, we had very similar tastes.
Yes. We also, our very first show was concerts that we've seen together. And I feel like we've also seen many a concert apart.
It's true now.
Because sometimes we don't want to go to shows that the other one goes to.
Sometimes M-Bot doesn't want to see me fall asleep during a Deer Hunter show.
And sometimes S-Pot doesn't want to get crazy and sweaty and dance around to Crookers.
I've gotten crazy and sweaty once, and that was for Fake Blood.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really sweaty.
My thing fell off.
Are you not making noise right now?
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm back.
Oh.
And I also said, I like how I said, my thing fell off.
Oh, my thing fell off. I got it. It made sense to me.
It's M-Bot speak. Fakebot is coming again. I believe at the end of June.
Maybe we'll need to go.
For everyone out there who likes grindcore electro. I think it's like June 26th or something.
It was fun, though.
Super fun. Okay.
Okay. You just heard... Whoa. That was way off. You just heard Cymbals Eat Guitars with Cold Spring. I love that track. And before that was Woods with Rain On.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting into M-Bot stuff.
Yay! We do have one crossover song today.
Yeah, we do.
Later in the show.
It is.
Doesn't usually happen. Okay, so we're going to start this next set off. Okay, yes. Everything from here on is like pretty electro-y. I'm sorry, the five new songs that I wanted to play all happen to be off of electro albums. But I'm going to play something off of the new Mastercraft album, Fist of God. And it's a track that is not typical Mastercraft. So it's not super heavy. It's called Heartbreaker. It's an amazing song. It's super, super good. But yeah, the whole album, I don't know. I've had discussions with people regarding the quality of this album. I like it.
It's far more polished than the last one, isn't it?
Yes. I feel like it's, I also feel like it's a bit more accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the album though. And then following that track is another, I'm super excited for this one, is another song that's doesn't sound like the band. It's from the brand new Roy Scopp album, Junior. And like, okay, I just told you that Mastercraft album was good, but this Roy Scopp album, probably going to be in my top five this year. It is an amazing album.
And from the looks of like the people who contributed to it, it's like every Swedish artist you could ever want.
Like Likey Lee.
Like Likey Lee, like the girl from The Knife.
Robin.
Damn it, that's all the ones I know.
But it's so good because I feel like Roy Scopp, I don't know, it's nice to have female vocals in with everything, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it makes for a really good album. This track is called The Girl and the Robot, which I feel is really fitting. Us being robots and all, and me being a girl. And it's pretty much about a girl falling in love with a robot, which I also think is fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what's up next. So here is Mastercraft with Heartbreaker, and after that is Roy Scopp and The Girl and the Robot.
We'll be right back. our love was over, I was such a mess. I smiled at you, and you smiled back. That's when I knew there's no turning back. You said you loved me, and I did too. And although it's over, I still love you. You're in my mind, you're in my heart. I wish I knew right from the start. On my friend's side, you break my heart. A heartbreaker right from the start. I tried to fight it, I tried so hard. And every day, I pray to God that you and me were meant to be. But you had another, you had a lover, and now it's gone. I don't know why, I feel like crying, just wanna die. I can't look at you, and you know why. Though I tried so hard to catch your eye. You're in my mind, you're in my heart. I wish I knew right from the start. But my friend said, you break my heart. A heartbreaker right from the start. Break my heart, a heartbreaker right from the start.
We just took some pictures on a MacBook during that set.
On a, it's either called Photo Booth or iPhoto Booth.
I don't think it's called iPhoto Booth. I think it's called Photo Booth.
Isn't... Wait. All right, forget it. I thought everything on Macs were i something. Everything I'm looking at, I'm scrolling through is... Look at iChat.
I don't even know what iChat
is. iPhoto, iMovie, GarageBand. All right.
Aren't you glad that we're really paying attention to
Aren't
the
show? Aren't you glad that we're really professional?
We had clouds in the background.
We looked like we were flying. Although Emma looked like she was eating me.
I also looked like I was eating clouds and I had clouds coming into my eyes. Not my favorite.
You're like a new like Care Bear villain or something.
Like she's eating all the clouds.
All right, what did we just hear?
We just heard new Roy Scop with the track The Girl and the Robot, which I believe is the first single off the album, and there's a great music video to go with it.
And that's the one with Robin, right?
Yes, it is. And that album is Junior. And to kick off that set was Mastercraft and Heartbreaker off of Fist of God. So coming up next, we have new Fisher Spooner, and they just released a new album as well called Entertainment. Yeah, I kind of, I feel like I do agree a little bit that this is not my favorite Fisher Spooner. I don't know.
Album?
Yeah, perhaps I'm just very attached to their last album. But it has some pretty good tracks on it. I did find it difficult to choose what to play, but I settled on a track called Amuse Bouche.
Bouche.
What does bouche mean in French?
Something to do with lips, maybe? I don't know.
I don't even know why I asked you, because I know you speak...
No French. Yeah, that was a surprising thing, too, to me as well. That caught me off guard. Just because I lived in France does not mean I can speak a lick of French.
Just because I took 6 years of French in school doesn't mean I know how to speak a lick of French either.
Clearly.
Anyways, so that is coming up first. And then after that, speaking of bands that came out of nowhere, this band that I found today... they're called Ear Power or Power, perhaps. Just like how Mastercraft doesn't like vowels, neither does this band. They're called Ear Power, I think.
I was going to say that if any of these names, Mastercraft or Ear Power, were in Wheel of Fortune, they wouldn't be worth very much. Because they have no vowels, either of them.
Snap.
And if my last name, which no one knows, except for Embod and all my friends... was on Wheel of Fortune, it would be worth a lot.
It's true. I've just been hearing little talks about this band here and there, and we just got the album into the station, so I gave it a listen, and it's actually really good. It sounds a little bit like, it does sound very Dan Deacon-y, that's for
sure. It seems very playful.
Yeah, definitely very playful. And the track name and album name is Super Animal Brothers 3.
I'd like to play that game.
So would I. I believe that this track that I'll be playing is about someone choosing the character of a tiger in a video game, and then someone choosing the character of the manatee, and then the tiger loves the manatee.
You can really write about anything you want to for a song, hey?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, being a songwriter is not hard. Just write about Nintendo games and like what character you're going to choose.
Yes. Anyways, so here is Fisher Spooner and Amuse Bouche, and then following that is Ear Power and Super Animals Brothers. Super Animal Brothers 3.
Nice.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
I think that part of the reason that I really liked that song was because of the whoop, whoop, whoop.
That was a real highlight for that song.
Whoop, whoop. Which was about tigers loving manatees. It's amazing.
It was really good.
Yeah, the album is pretty all over the place. I mean, some of the tracks are a little bit, not heavier, but there's more distortion in it. A lot of distortion in it. And then that one was a little bit more clean. But yeah, a really fun album. Definitely go check them out. They're totally new on the scene, so do it.
I feel like Car Park Records is doing very well for themselves right now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Now with Dan Deacon and like now just the Baltimore like roster of artists from that collective.
Oh, and again, that was Ear Power and the track Super Animal Brothers 3. And we kicked that last set off with brand new Fisher Spooner with Amuse Bouche.
Good stuff.
So this is our last set.
Already?
I know. Time flies.
Man. That's okay. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, we have music.
And we have a really awesome show coming up.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to explain what it is? Or should we keep it as a surprise?
Let's keep it as a surprise. Okay. But it's like 80% sure that we'll have guests on our show.
First time ever.
Well.
Unless you count us.
No, we've had...
Oh, of course. We Topstron.
Topstron came on, but these are guests that play instruments.
And I think we're going to try to make an effort now that we're into our second year of being on the air, to like bring more artists onto the show. Because we do have musically inclined friends who could do so.
So I hope that piques your interest. I also hope that it works out.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
All right, so this is our last set. First song is yours.
Yeah, the first song is it's Black Dice. They recently had a new album out called Repo. The album's really good. I feel like their older stuff, especially their early stuff, was just noise. Like, not even noise rock, just straight up noise. And like just like sound collage, and now they're getting like more rhythms are built into them, and it's getting a little bit more melodic. And this song, maybe more so than any other track on the album, it's called Night Cream, and I really like it.
Oh, and also, if anyone is not going to see TV on the Radio or M83 tomorrow, you can go and see Black Dice.
Yeah, what a stacked night!
I know.
Why would they do that?
Monday.
It's also I have no idea.
I
wonder, you know what, the only thing I can think of is that some of those artists are playing at Sasquatch, which is this weekend.
Yeah, that's
true. And if they play either Saturday or Sunday, they could probably get to Vancouver for Monday.
Yeah, that's true. I guess Black Dice is, they're playing at the Biltmore, too.
Right.
You know, though, I was talking to a friend about the whole M83 and TV on the Radio on the same day, and how it's kind of like a battle of the scenesters.
It totally is.
And he was like, I predict more skinny jeans at M83 and more beards at TV on the Radio. Slight variation in scenesters.
You know what? I feel like Dirty Projectors like push it into the realm of the untouchables. I feel like it has to be. Like, I feel like that's the show to go to. For me, anyways.
Well, but we also saw M83 at Richards 3 months ago.
It's true.
Why would we go see them again?
But I feel like I saw TV on the Radio like 5 months ago.
I haven't.
Well, you're in for a treat.
That was the creepiest point.
I don't know why I decided to do that right there.
Oh, dear. Okay, so we're playing Black Dice first. I had a recap in my own head. And then we're going to close the show off with Bloody Beetroots. This track is featuring Steve Aoki. It's called Warp 1.9, which if you were on Star Trek would be awfully slow. Anyways, besides the point, we're playing Bloody Beetroots now, who I went to go see on April 10th.
Was it good?
Yes, it was at Celebrities. I went on a crazy weekend of 5 shows in a row, and it was insane.
That is insane.
And Bloody Beetroots was the first show, and it was at Celebrities, and it was the craziest party I've ever been to.
Yeah, if it's anything like this track, I feel like it would have been
so good.
Crazy and scary.
Yeah. So we're just going to close the show off with that because it's awesome.
I have no comment. Wow.
Are coming to town on Tuesday, and I guess they have a new album they're touring with. Anyways, yeah, before that, we heard M83, and they will be at the Commodore Ballroom on Monday. That's Monday the 25th. And we're going to be giving away some tickets this evening.
Actually at Richards.
It is actually at Richards?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to be giving away some tickets to Gypsy Fade Wednesday with Adelaide and Red Cedar on Wednesday, May 27th at the Media Club. So if you want those, call in the Do you want a microphone?
Yeah.
You know, I totally lied. I tried to make it sound as though he'd just sort of come back on the air from some kind of disastrous technical failure and that we weren't aware of it. But we are. We're late, and there was